Mr. President, Malaysia thanks the Special Rapporteur for his report's presentation. In 2017, Malaysia built the first dedicated secondary school for Indigenous students in Perak, with one special class for students with disabilities. We plan to build more of such schools in the near future at areas with a high density of Indigenous communities. The government also established the one-stop early intervention center in Sarawak to provide early diagnosis and intervention for natives of Sarawak children with autism, Down syndrome and learning disabilities. Besides that, Malaysia allocates a monthly allowance for Indigenous disabled persons, including bedridden individuals and those unable to work and are earning below the minimum wage. Additionally, disabled Indigenous tertiary and school students receive a special allowance to ease their financial burden and support their education. Separately, a specialised hospital in Selangor was established aimed at improving health standards for Indigenous communities from all over the country. The hospital is led by a doctor of Indigenous background and it specialises in providing care for health issues that are prevalent in the Indigenous communities while adhering to the Indigenous customs and traditions. In conclusion, Malaysia hopes that the Special Rapporteur will encourage more states to share their best practices in safeguarding and promoting the rights of the Indigenous peoples. Thank you.